1600 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Affordable without compromise. That's not easy to come by when shopping for a compact utility tractor, unless you make a visit to Prairieland Partners John Deere, where you'll find a high-performance machine at a reasonable price, like the 1E, perfect for small property owners. Stop by any of their 15 locations or visit them online at PrairielandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution, Prairieland Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 23rd of August. It is 7:21, and we're very pleased to be joined on the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning by Melissa Herring. Melissa's in to preview the 7th annual Make a Joyful Noise 5K coming up September 18th. Melissa, good morning.
Hey, Melissa.
Good morning.
How are things going for you this Monday?
Going good. We're getting all the kids off to school and getting in the hang of things.
Outstanding. Well, you've got to be pleased here that the Make a Joyful Noise 5K is still on the community calendar here, and you're ready to go with this, aren't you?
Yes, we are going to be in person, but we are also sensitive to people's, you know, needs and their concerns, so we are also offering a virtual option if so, people are more comfortable that way.
All right, so it's Make a Joyful Noise 5K. Again, this will be September 18th, and where will the event be taking place, Melissa?
This starts at New Life Christian Church, which is 1505 Road 175, and then we go out around the different streets that are in the Thorndale housing area, and then a little bit back on the church property, and then back up to the church for the finish line.
And this isn't your average, ordinary 5K, because you have, some music that will be offered to the 5Kers, correct?
Yes, we have quite a few different local musicians that are stationed along the course that will be singing worship music along the course. So then that's uplifting, and it's not just your average 5K where you don't have anything to inspire you.
Understood. Now, how is the planning for you a little bit different this year versus past Make a Joyful Noise events? Given the fact that you've got COVID in the picture in general terms, but B, having a both the in-person and the virtual activities that you're planning here for the big event?
Well, I mean, everything started changing last year, and we decided to have it only virtually last year because that was just really in the height of everything, and it was just the safe decision to make at the time. And so then after that, we decided, you know, I think things are starting to go back down a little bit more to normal, but we know that people aren't going to be feeling comfortable, and we don't really know what's going to be happening with COVID at the time next year. So we decided that we would offer both options, and then we were going to assess how the situation was at the time, you know, as we got closer to the race, and see if we needed to make it all virtual. But I think we are okay to have partial, you know, participants doing it in person, and we'll still be safe and be able to spread out, and everything will be okay.
You know, talking with Melissa Herring, previewing the 7th annual Make a Joyful Noise 5K coming up September the 18th. Well, Melissa, how can we get registered, and how much does it cost?
Right now, you can go to active.com to register online, or you can go to the rec center and pick up a paper form, or also on our Facebook page, we have lots of different pictures of the paper form, so you can just print it at home and mail it in or bring it to me. You can message us on the Facebook page if you'd rather just bring it to someone instead of mail it. And then if you register before September 2nd or by September 2nd, the price is $25, and we can guarantee that you'll get your shirt and your medal. After that, it may take a while to get those things, and it goes up to $35.
And this is a part of the Super Series, I assume?
Yes, it is. And so if you are part of the Super Series, you can message us to get a coupon code, or at the rec center, they also have that there for you, and you get 10% off your registration fees.
Outstanding. Now, in years past, Melissa, this has funded your blessing boxes, if memory serves me correctly. Is that the focal point here, or are you stretching this out and maybe going in other venues?
No, we are also raising money for the blessing boxes this year, and as well as our worship team ministry at New Life Christian Church. But this is really the big fundraiser that we do to raise money to continue to fill the blessing boxes. So we really want to raise as much money as we can, because this is a great need in our community. I know that people have started to step up to fill them more often than they used to, and that's great, and I really encourage people to continue to do that, but there is just a really great need here for that food for people.
If you don't mind me asking here, what is in the blessing boxes for folks that don't know?
It is non-perishable food items, so things that we'll be able to keep in any kind of weather condition. But this is something that people can just go if they're in need, and they can go get what they need, and they don't have to try to qualify. You know, sometimes people, you know, they get hit with hard times, but they can't qualify for assistance from other programs. So this is just a really great resource for people that can meet, that need things and can get it just at any time.
Where are blessing boxes found?
There is, well, there are other ones that people have put up in the community as well, but the three that we put up, there's one in front of the health department, and there's one in the 700 block of Commercial Street, and then there is also one in front of the West Campus of the Presbyterian Church, which is 1702 West 15th.
And I think, too, Melissa, you've got some great raffle prizes this year.
We do. We have been given many wonderful prizes by our sponsors, and so we have raffle tickets that you can purchase for only $1 a ticket, or you can get 6 tickets for $5, which is a really great price, you know, for these awesome prizes. We have them valued anywhere from $50 up to $172 value prizes. So it's a really great opportunity to be able to maybe win some great things for yourself or even gifts for other people.
So where can we see the prizes out? On your Facebook page?
Yes, you can go to the Facebook page. There are pictures of the different prizes. There's also descriptions of the prizes. And if people want to purchase tickets, they can just message us on the Facebook page and we can get those tickets for them. And you don't have to be present to win on the day of the race. We're going to draw them on September 18th. So if you can't be there, you can still purchase a ticket and we'll just get a hold of you if you win.
So, Melissa, if we want to get registered for the Make a Joyful Noise 5K, once again, how can we do that?
Go to active.com or get a paper form on the Facebook page for Make a Joyful Noise or at the Rec Center.
All right, looking forward to it. A big day coming up September 18th, Make a Joyful Noise 5K. Melissa, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Melissa Herring, Make a Joyful Noise 5K, back in person this year, Chuck.
In person with a virtual option if you would so choose. So reach out to the church if you want to get involved with that. Did want to let you know here as we look at the live and local calendar, we do have a couple of newsmaker slots available, Wednesday and Friday specifically, plus a newsmaker 2 slot for Wednesday. So if you have an event or an activity that you want on our airwaves and would like highlighted, be sure to reach out to us, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow's newsmaker guests are Granada Theater Director Rebecca Herrera and Board of Directors President Mike Hilbert, talking about the facility's new mask/vaccination policy, which was recently announced over the weekend.
And our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE Live and Local, 728, 76 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
With a new school year upon us, don't put off your students' school or